This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. All you gotta do is dial in 603-283-6160 as we kick off hour number two. And again, 603-283-6160 is Russia. We're going to be unblocking the Tor website. Tor being the onion router, the anonymity system, supposedly, for the internet. You can go and we'll talk more about that coming up here with Chris. He's got that story with you tonight. Is Ian?
Nobody.
Chris. And we go to your phone calls. We were just talking about him, and now he's here. It's Dave Ridley on the line from New Hampshire. Dave, we were just discussing how you have a habit of calling local talk radio stations and talking about New Hampshire independence and peaceful secession, and we were recommending that other people try the same thing in their area. I don't know if that's why you were calling, but what was on your mind tonight?
No, I guess my ears were just burning. Like you said, yeah, in fact, I just got off the phone with another radio show hour or two before calling you. I was calling some local radio show in New Hampshire about something independence-related, New Hampshire independence-related. Actually, what I was calling about today, well, I guess it's also somewhat related to independence. You know, Matthew Santanastasso, the state rep in Ringe, who is pro-independence, who helped sponsor New Hampshire independence legislation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So he and his 8-year-old daughter have been out putting up Lily Tang Williams signs. Do you know much about her?
Oh, yeah. Lily Tang Williams. We've had her on the show, I believe, from maybe the Porcupine Freedom Festival in the past. She is a real go-getter. She's got a ton of energy. She's a lady from China originally who managed to escape from China and the tyranny that they have over there, escaped to the United States. And they actually interviewed her recently on Free State Live, which is the Monday night show that Free Staters have been doing in the last roughly half a year. And, of course, she told the detailed her story from, you know, moving from China to ultimately to Colorado and now to New Hampshire in the last few years as part of the Free State Project. She's a real firecracker, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Is it okay to call someone from China a firecracker?
Yeah, I don't know. That might be a...
She probably wouldn't be offended by that, though. She's really cool.
Yeah, I doubt she would be, and I'm pretty sure you didn't mean that in an offensive way.
No. Yeah, I like her a lot. Dave, have you had a chance to meet her?
Not exactly. She's running for Congress, it's funny. She was at the secession conference at last year's Pork Fest. And she was all over it, I think. I don't know what her position is on New Hampshire independence, and that would be interesting to find out. I was standing right next to her, but I didn't meet her, right? But she was talking to Daniel Miller. She was, as soon as that meeting was over, she went straight to Daniel Miller and made sure, you know, someone introduced them and,
Daniel Miller is the main guy in Texas for Texas independence. He's one of the longest running secession activists in all of the United States.
Hmm. Yeah, I would say he's America's top independence activist.
Seems like a fair claim.
Probably the nation's most interesting politician. The empire's most interesting politician. I know she was really interested in talking to him, but I still don't know precisely what her position is on independence. But I was just curious what you guys knew about her, whether you knew anything about her stance on independence.
Offhand, I don't know, but I suspect she would be in favor of it. I mean, she is a Free Stater, and anybody who has moved here as part of the Free State Project, while not all of them support New Hampshire independence, it seems to me that a supermajority of them do. I would be surprised if she didn't. But, you know, if you get a chance, you should ask.
There are a few agents among us that are going to be unopposed to it. So
federal agents?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. There's a limit to how free New Hampshire can be as long as it remains part of the empire.
So. Now, she's running for the Republican primary for Congress.
That's right.
She is running against Keene's mayor in New Hampshire.
Oh, yeah, I heard that the mayor of Keene has announced he's going to run for that that election.
Wait, we're talking about... No, we're talking about Senate?
No, a U.S. representative.
Okay, U.S., gotcha.
Yeah, there's a few people that are going to be in that race. I suspect it's probably going to end up as five or six people in that Republican primary.
Also, don't we have a free stater running for U.S. Senate in New Hampshire?
Yeah, Bruce Fenton. We actually have two of them running for U.S. Senate. Bruce Fenton, who is a Free State Project mover from Massachusetts. He's a programmer. I don't know if he's a programmer. He's an idea guy, basically. He worked in the stocks industry prior to finding cryptocurrency, and he is the founder of Ravencoin, which is one of the various different cryptocurrencies out there on the planet. Very successful guy, and he's planning apparently to self-fund his campaign. So he's got, you know, a few million dollars worth at least that he's planning on throwing at this campaign, and he's running as a Republican for U.S. Senate here in New Hampshire. It's interesting, the media response to him has actually been positive, which is the weird thing, because normally, like, nobody, when you ran against Sununu in 2020, they completely ignored your campaign. Mm-hmm. But with Bruce Fenton, he's been getting attention. There are, like, the media is
having a pile of money helped.
Yeah, well, but he hasn't even really spent it yet.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
I'm wondering, here's a question. Do politicians run, like, ads in newspapers? And I'm just wondering, is there an incentive for people that they know who have money to say good things about them
in hope they'll advertise, possibly.
I'm wondering if there's a bias going on, and that's how we end up with the media speaking well about some people and not so well about other people.
Yeah.
And it's like, why did you speak poorly about this person and you only had good things to say about this other person?
In nobody's case, they just ignored him completely.
Yeah.
In Bruce Fenton's case, they've actually interviewed him. They've given him a chance to speak for himself.
I was interviewed by some places, the Boston Globe, I think.
True, but not that many.
Not many
in New Hampshire either. You actually had more attention from Massachusetts. You had, a rock radio station you did an interview on down in Massachusetts.
And was that because of the intrigue of your name?
That's absolutely why it was.
Because that's a different piece. That's a different story, right?
Well, whatever, as long as you get you the coverage.
I mean,
but they ignored him here. And so they've been interviewing Bruce Fenton. He's been getting a lot of attention from the media. Whether that'll translate into a win, we have no idea.
Who knows?
It's a long way between now and the primary. But once, if Bruce can get through the primary, then he will face Jeremy Kaufman, who is also a Free State Project participant, who is running as a libertarian this time around. Now, the Kaufman campaign is still getting petition signatures, so they've got to get 3,000 valid petition signatures in order to get him on the
ballot.
Really
interesting if he's going to run as an actual libertarian.
He is. Yeah.
That's impressive.
And if you've seen any of his campaign ads, you know Jeremy Kaufman is probably the most entertaining candidate we've had in a long time as far as the messaging of his campaign is absolutely fantastic with the War is Gay ad. From a few months ago, really just getting shared around on the internet. I would say it hit viral status to some extent. So I'm looking forward to it. It would be wonderful if we can actually have a libertarian versus a libertarian running as a Republican for U.S. Senate in the general election.
That would be great.
Yeah, I was actually amused that life seems to be imitating art. In that there was a the Marines did an ad for Pride Month,
where
they had rainbow helmet with rainbow bullets in it.
Unbelievable.
And I was thinking, wow, this reminds me of Jeremy Kaufman's War is Gay.
But they're serious.
Yeah.
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 And Dave, I don't know if you heard about this, but the libertarian movement in New Hampshire is so big now, there's been a schism within the Libertarian Party, and there may actually be a second libertarian candidate running for U.S. Senate. So if they, and we don't know who that person is yet, but there's There's a group of candidates that are upset about the new Mises Caucus takeover of the Libertarian Party, and so they're running competing Libertarian candidates. Again, they will have to also get the 3,000 ballot signatures, but if they all do it, there's a good chance there will be two Libertarians on the ballot from which to choose.
You know, I wonder if this is going to be good for us as a whole, because if you've got more people competing amongst, you know, other like-minded people, that might be an incentive to, you know, fight harder.
I think that's true. Dave, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. The number is 603-283-6160. Where else do you get more than one Libertarian on a ballot?
Right? Get multiple candidates to vote for.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Iberoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, the phone. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, we've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris. We were talking with Dave Ridley there from RidleyReports.com about the bevy of libertarian candidates running for office here in New Hampshire in this election season. And there's always a bunch of them. There's always, you know, I don't know, close to 100 in any given, maybe more than that, in any given state election. Some of them get knocked out of the primary. I mean, I'm expecting that to happen to me. I'm running in the state Senate race here in the Keene area, and I'm running as a Republican in the Republican primary, and they primaried me the second day. So I went in on the first day, and I was the first to file, and then they had a 56-year-old guy who they had file the next day. I looked at his profile. I didn't recognize him because I've been to some of the Republican events around here. I didn't recognize him, but I guess he works for the government, number one.
Of course.
And he had an image on his campaign page from when he ran in 2020 for a different seat, ran for state rep, of the one of the write-in candidate yard signs going up against our co-host Aria DeMezzo.
Oh.
So he was one of the people that apparently was involved with trying to take down Aria when she was running for sheriff.
That's funny.
So now he's the one that's running against me in the Republican primary. So some of us won't make it through the primary, but others will. And there's actually a lot of Republicans who are actually libertarians, and many of them have been involved with the Republicans for a lot of years, and they've kind of climbed their way through the ranks here. I wouldn't call it an infiltration because they don't hide the fact that they are libertarian.
I mean, how do you hide when they? I mean,
when they talk to you.
I mean, yeah, this is one of these things I've always thought it was hilarious, that accusation that we hide. There's was it the Granite State Progress or. They put out a report on, like, who the libertarians are.
Yeah,
who
they
are running
out the free
state. Right. So, like, how do you hide? Like, it's not – most people are not, like, hiding their views before they run for office. So all you got to do is a Google search for a candidate in most cases, and you're going to find out if they're a libertarian or not,
mm-hmm.
At least if they're a free stater, because, you know, free staters tend to be more active than, you know, your average person, you know,
yep.
outside of the state. So it's – yeah, this is like one of these things. Things where it's like, even, and it's funny, like, even like Bob, when Bob ran for mayor, like, he couldn't even hide because
my partner,
because he had done I'm trying to think what we did that, like, alcohol beer pong. We did
beer pong
way long time ago.
That was, like, right after you moved,
right?
I think.
And there was a story somewhere. I don't know where it was. I don't know if the report. I don't think they did a reporter. Reporter came out, but I don't think they actually did a story on it. But I think it was on Free Keen. But the whole point is, I guess we maybe could have tried to hide it or something. But, like, the whole point is, it's not going to come up. It's going to come up if you do a search. Like,
yeah.
Even people who, for the most part, you know, don't have any real, you know, history, you can still find information out about them when it comes to their, you know, libertarian values and things like that on the internet these days. So,
yeah, sometimes they get it wrong. They had the
article reporting
misidentified Bob as me.
That's right. That was pretty funny.
Yeah.
And, you know, they do that a lot, actually. There's numerous people over the years who they've misidentified in, like, pictures. And
sure.
And it's like,
never gets corrected.
Yeah, it never gets corrected. There's never an apology. There's never a retraction or correction. And it gets pointed out. And it's like, this is the poor level of reporting that goes on, you know, everywhere, really, these days.
The real question this year is going to be, how many free staters are going to run as Democrats who've managed to successfully infiltrate the Democratic Party? Because with the Democrats, you have to be a little more careful. They're very, very cautious with who they allow to run. There's a lot of, like, internal approval and a lot of, like, internal bureaucracy, from what I understand, within the New Hampshire Democratic Party. There's a lot of control, and so it's very, very difficult. You can't just go in there and wear your libertarianism on your sleeve if you're going to run as a Democrat. But nonetheless, I saw the Free State NH account on Twitter claiming that there will be multiple free staters running as Democrats this year as well. So,
I, you know,
freak out trying to find out who's who.
I have to say, I like that. I love that they're running as not just Republicans, because it's so it's unfortunately too often the case that people, especially on the left, misidentify libertarians as like Republicans. And yeah. It's like no.
True.
That's not true at all. You know, it's like, you know, the Republicans are not like pro-gay or, you
well,
know.
Well, that's the thing.
You know,
before you go off on that, you have to remember, New Hampshire Republicans are not the same as Republicans in the South or in other places.
I don't disagree, but there's definitely not a pro-gay stance or a pro-minority stance.
New Hampshire
stance.
Republicans were actually instrumental in passing gay marriage in New Hampshire. New Hampshire was the first state to pass gay marriage through the legislature. A lot of other states did it through a ballot measure, through voters. New Hampshire did it legislatively, and it wouldn't have happened without Republican support. So you can't really just go off and say you know what a New Hampshire Republican is, in the same way that you can't say the same thing about New Hampshire Democrats. I was just listening to Justin O'Donnell, who went to a gun show recently. It just happened, I don't know, last weekend or something here in New Hampshire in the Concord area. And they said it was really interesting because the people at the gun show were arguing about political issues. Like, normally if you go to a gun show, you expect, like in the South, I used to do outreach booths down there, and we would always do the world's smallest political quiz.
Were you in the South or in Florida?
Because well,
the South is north of Florida.
I've heard that argument. Anyway, I was in Florida, and you would expect when you would do the world's smallest political quiz, which is a little quick quiz that you can get to people to find out their political leanings, is that if you're at a gun show, you're going to get conservatives and libertarians.
Yeah.
And that's the way it was. But here, they said people were arguing over political issues from a left-right perspective. There were literally Democrats at the gun show buying weapons in New Hampshire.
Well, I think part of that is probably because the Democrats in New Hampshire tend to be less leftish,
they're leftish. It's just they grew up with guns.
Well, yeah,
that's the difference.
But they have. And I'll give you an example. Like I think there was I recall there being a protest at the State House, and they basically bust in people from Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was pretty funny. You know, that it was basically all the people at this New Hampshire, supposedly New Hampshire protest, were from out of state.
Oh yeah, and it's like that happens.
I mean, I don't know.
That definitely happens. I'm talking about the people who are from New Hampshire, and those are the kinds of people that would be at a gun show in New Hampshire. So I'm just giving you examples of how, you know, like Democrats in New Hampshire are more likely to own guns than Democrats outside of New Hampshire. Republicans in New Hampshire are more likely to be okay with gay marriage than, you know, Republicans outside of New Hampshire. So New Hampshire really is this kind of purple place as far as left and right are concerned, where your preconceived notions don't always apply. They may in some cases.
Do we even have purple rain?
I was speaking very, very, very generalizing in my defense, but the only point that I was trying to make was that there's definitely still differences between libertarians in New Hampshire and the Republicans in New Hampshire, but I don't know if I was necessarily speaking just for New Hampshire.
There are differences, but the fact is the libertarians here have been successfully integrating themselves into the Republican Party, and less openly so, I think, into the Democratic Party, and that just means there's going to be a ton of candidates, both Republican and Libertarian, on the ballot this year, and it's very exciting. There's more coming up here in moments. If you actually want to win as a liberty-minded person, you got to be here in New Hampshire. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Things continue to spiral out of control. I expect we could see the national average hit the $5 a gallon mark by mid-June.
Patrick DeHaan with GasBuddy.com. That audio courtesy of Fox News. The national average for the price of regular, $4.76 a gallon, which is a nickel higher than it was the day before. That's according to AAA. Nine states are now seeing a statewide average of $5 a gallon or more. David McCormick is bowing out of Pennsylvania's Senate Republican primary after failing to close a nearly 1,000-vote gap to celebrity Dr. Mehmet Oz. His concession comes weeks after a contentious contest that ended with each candidate winning 31% of the vote and both campaigns projecting victory once all the ballots were counted. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News. Authorities investigating the Texas school shooting have their hands on the gunman's iPhone. However, experts say it won't be easy to hack their way inside. Tech blogger Michael Garfield says Apple doesn't play ball with law enforcement, and that's been frustrating for investigators in the past. In this case, a judge granted permission to analyze text messages, photos, and videos. The phone is being analyzed by both the Texas Rangers and the FBI. The White House is not spilling the beans regarding an upcoming trip for the president.
President Biden may be heading to Saudi Arabia as gas prices soar. He is expected to travel to Europe at the end of June and could add a stop to Saudi Arabia to meet with the leaders. The White House press secretary has declined to confirm if he will be traveling.
Ellie Andrews reporting from the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio, it's Ian,
Nobody,
and Chris. And don't forget, you can join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. Do you want to start learning about cryptocurrency? We've been talking during the breaks. Actually, we haven't mentioned this on the air yet, but apparently there's some sort of an agreement in place over at Chipotle. They've done a deal with a company called Flexa that is offering people to pay with, I don't know, a few dozen different cryptos, including Bitcoin Cash, Bitcoin and Dash, and several others, Litecoin and more, at the point of sale at any of the almost 3,000 Chipotle locations. Now, there's very little online as far as showing exactly how this process works, but it's still an interesting bit of news. If you want to learn about cryptocurrency, learn the basics first. Go click Get Started at the top of the page over at Bitcoin.com, and they can help you. There's some introductory videos there that will give you, again, some of the basic concepts, decentralization of money, getting it out of the hands of the banks and the governments of the world, why that matters so much. You can go to Bitcoin.com and get started on that process right there at the top of the page. Just click Get Started. And don't forget, they've got the news section there over at news.bitcoin.com, where you can get the latest headlines on a daily basis from the world of the cryptocurrency over at news.bitcoin.com. We go to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nobody, and Chris.
Oh, yes. I just found out that our county commissioners
in the Bernalillo County, they want to get after the speeders and the drag racers now, too. So they were on the radio news talking about that. So the county is an area outside of the Albuquerque city limit. So So it's less busy, and there's a lot of roads that are far switches and not too many people. So they've been speeding and drag racing for years, decades. And it has caused a lot of people to die and caused a lot of accidents. And now they want to do something about it. And I'm thinking, what are they going to do? You know,
are they going to do?
They're going to enrich their own coffers, steal a bunch of money.
You mean get out tickets?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I've been bugging them for years. I've been calling them up, each one of the county commissioners, and I have been telling them to put the speeding cameras.
Would you describe yourself as a busybody?
I am not a busybody because they talk about a problem on TV. There was a drag racers on the county, and I hear people talking about it, but they don't want a solution. They want to be a numbskull. It's very very easy to put a mobile speeding van and get the drag racers and get the speeders. They don't want a solution.
Sarah, I have a question. Would you support a drag racing track of some kind to solve the problem? I mean, you're a socialist, right? You're a communist.
You mean like a government drag race?
Yeah, like a communist, you know.
Yeah, but the thing about it is, that sounds like a good idea. But if you allow to do it, this is a place where you do it. What are they going? What are people going to do? They're rebellious. They're going to do it in an illegal place. That's the whole point. It's fun.
Is that like one of the things about drag racing? You have to be doing it illegally or something?
It certainly makes it more appealing.
Attractive,
a certain group.
Oh yeah, that's the whole fun of it.
Would you say you're against fun? Law. I mean, you've identified that it is fun to do these things, but you are against this. So, are you against fun?
Well, the fun is that they run into a school bus and they flip it over. The kids are flying across the bus, and three of them get their bones broken and their pelvic bone broken.
Wait, has this happened, or are you just speculating?
How often has this happened? Yeah.
That wasn't a drag racer that hit that school bus, was it?
Well, I think they were a drag racer.
I thought it was a truck.
There were two drag racers, and they caught one because that was the one that ran into the bus, and the other one, they finally caught him later because he ran off. But they were drag racers, and they were doing 100 miles an hour. So, no, that was not by the truck driver. The truck has nothing to do with it. It was a drag racer that was doing that in the residential section. So then, you know, there are always... The big question was, are we going to put the seatbelt? Well, what about the people that are drag racing and speeding? You know, that's beside the problem.
That you're required to wear a seatbelt unless you're in a school bus, in which case you can't have a seatbelt.
I think 8 states do require a seatbelt. So our New Mexico was considering that, but... These kind of accidents are very seldom, but when it does happen, kids get really hurt. And it was done by the drag racer.
Well, just goes to show, I mean, the fact that this drag racer hit the school bus, flipping it on its side. You'd called about this one night, and we did pull up the video, and it's pretty crazy for sure, poor kids. But obviously this was happening during broad daylight. You know, normally when you think of drag racing, you think it's late night.
Yeah.
You know, people are out in the streets. The streets are relatively empty. But you had people that were drag racing in the middle of the day when there's a high chance that there's going to be a cop somewhere around, but they did it anyway. So I think it just goes to show, Sarah, there's really no amount of, you know, increasing government that's going to stop these people. They're already doing it. High-risk areas without concern, apparently, for, you know, what's going to happen.
I'm advocating for the robocops because I think
robocops.
Robocops, the speeding cameras, the computer robot cops.
Oh.
Okay, because
I bet you meant like the movie.
She
like,
probably would support that if it did exist.
Like the guy goes around killing people, basically.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Sarah. The number is 603-283-6160. That's the number you can join us here. And apparently she is right. I did. We didn't hear that initially with the school bus crash, but later on they did say that apparently this person who hit the school bus in the side was indeed a street racer.
Yeah, I mean, there's a danger to getting on the roads.
Especially the faster you go.
Yeah, it's part of, that too. But yeah, no, I mean, this is
keep your kids home. That's the solution. Don't send them to government school. They'll either get shot to death or they'll be hit by a street racer on the way home in the school bus.
Yeah, I mean, there is a danger to getting on the roads. There's a danger
every
to life. There's a danger to waking up in the morning. And the most dangerous place in your home is in your bathroom, I believe. So, I mean, you can't solve every problem. But the thing that I think people need to remember is these threats are usually really, really, really tiny, so tiny that they can't even do scientific studies on them.
Meaning the odds that you're going to get hit by a street racer are very, very, very slim.
It's so slim that there's not going to be enough data in order to draw any conclusions from it. And it's silly. It's like you may be doing harm, and you certainly are doing harm, because somebody's going to end up in a cage because of whatever law it is that you pass, and for zero benefit, and very likely.
If you want to join us, you can. Here, the number is 603-283-6160. Chris, you wanted to talk about Tor. It is the Onion Router. That's what it stands for. That is a system that's been around for, I don't know, a couple decades now, it seems like, that allows people, supposedly, to remain anonymous when browsing what they call the dark web. Of course, they call it that because it's supposed to sound scary. The mainstream media and the government love to use that term. But the reality is, it's a place where people can have some level of anonymity and therefore safety to do things like call out corrupt governments. You know, a lot of people focus on the negative uses of the so-called dark web, like underground drug markets or whatever, even though we see that as positive on this show.
It's a lot more positive than getting killed in Central Park trying to buy a bag of weed.
Tor was never designed for that particular use case. It was designed to protect journalists and repress people and things like that. But the reality is, in order to have it be useful for that purpose, and that's actually also for the government, military, but in order to have it useful for that purpose, you have to blend in, and so you have to also have these other use cases also.
Indeed, and Russia, until just recently, had outlawed, or rather prohibited, people from going to the Tor website. And we'll talk more about what's happened there.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunnybay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open here, and you can join us at 603-283-6160 at 603-283-6160. Again, nobody and Chris in the studio here tonight. You can join us online anytime at freetalklive.com. And I want to say thanks to Robin Mock, who is a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS program. It's a Patreon. She's a gold level supporter over at amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. That's where you can get signed up and help us advertise, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live to help get the ideas of liberty onto more radio stations all around the country. Thanks, Robin, for helping us out there at amps.freetalklive.com. Let's go. We'll get into more about what's happening with Tor in Russia coming up. But first, Jack is on the line in Washington State. Go ahead, Jack.
Okay, Sarah called. Was she for or against drag racing?
She is against drag racing because she's worried that people are getting hurt, and so therefore government needs to hurt people in order to stop people from getting hurt.
Next time, if she brings it up again, out of curiosity, I Googled China and drag racing, and I guess they have a celebrated 100 years of drag racing, especially in Hong Kong.
Wow.
Which is a communist country. So I just thought that was funny with her.
So what you're saying is even if she were to move to China, she wouldn't be able to get away from drag racing.
Yeah, her kids would have to wear a seatbelt probably, and definitely a mask, not a full harness.
Anything else you want to share, Jack?
No, that's it.
Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. 603-283-6160. The Tor protocol, the onion router is what they call it, Chris, and it's been around for a couple of decades. How long? Do you know how long it was prohibited in Russia? People couldn't even go to the website.
It actually just got blocked recently.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it's to be clear, it's not the protocol that's blocked. It's right. The Tor website, and the reason they block it is to make it difficult for users to download Tor.
Could you block the Tor protocol?
Yes, to some degree, potentially, but there are
there's going to be a workaround,
obfuscations
right?
To prevent you from being able to detect the Tor protocol that even exists. There's actually a bunch of different sort of solutions that exist.
Mm-hmm.
And in like the kind of the most, I want to say.
So you can use Tor in China then.
Yeah. So the most censorship resistant solution basically makes it so that you're connecting to a single server somewhere through like a relay, mm-hmm. Basically, that is private effectively. So only you have it. And so that makes it much more difficult to block because normally
it just looks like a data stream connected to
and if China tries to connect to it, it won't allow China's government to connect, so it doesn't know that it's a Tor relay. Whereas it will allow you to connect, but it will only let you connect.
Ways to get past the Great Firewall of China.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Basically,
but Russia prohibited the website itself, meaning that people in Russia, the Russian Federation, were unable to go to the Tor website.
This certainly isn't the first country that's blocked the Tor project website.
And the idea was, well, if we block the website, then we can at least stop the average user from going and downloading the Tor browser and trying out Tor.
And it's kind of humorous because there's just still actually ways to get around that, and one of the ways to get around that is to send an email to I don't know exactly where you send it, but it's like some sort of like Gmail address or like there's a bunch of addresses, and if you send an email to those addresses, you'll get a reply with like an executable or something like that,
or a download link or
something. Download link, something that isn't, you know, can't be blocked because you're the only one receiving that link or something to that effect.
Okay.
So, and it's going to be on, it's probably going to be on, like servers or something that are like, you know, they're not going to probably block Google G Drive or something like that, right? So it gets probably, and I don't know exactly how it works, but one way it probably works is it's uploading like maybe an executable to G Drive, and then it sends you a link to G Drive through an email address of some kind, and that kind of gets around.
But you have to know about that, right?
You do, right.
And
so
the average person, you know, we might like to believe they're going to put some extra effort into trying to get to the thing that they're looking for, but how many of them are just going to give up? They're going to try to go to the website, it's not going to work, and they're going to call it a day.
This is an interesting question, and I think a lot of it depends on how much interaction people have with the outside world. And I'm pretty sure that Russians have way more, on average anyway, interactions with the outside world than probably people in China. China has been very locked down, very censored. Their citizens can't leave very easily. Russia, by comparison, I think has a lot
more. It's much freer by comparison, yeah.
Well, it's getting less free, but there's still way more interactions with the outside world.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, there's probably a lot more people. Actually, I believe Russia is one of the top countries that uses, that people. It's one of the leading countries in terms of user bases. So there's more people in Russia than other countries using it effectively. So, and that probably also goes to the fact that there is more interaction with the outside world, so they know about it, and therefore, you know, they know how to get around the blocking. Whereas in China, you know, it gets used too, but it's not going to be to the same degree because most people in China don't know about it because most people in China aren't interacting with the West. The West tends to be freer. Russia is kind of closer to the West, even, you know, geographically and things of that nature, whereas a lot of countries in Asia are much more authoritarian. So even if you were to somehow leave China, and China is a very big, you know, it's a continent, right? So it's harder to leave a continent than it is to leave, you know, Russia, because Russia is attached and the population, the core Russian population, is closer to the rest of Europe, which has, you know, the Western style nations. So
looks like neither country did particularly well on the Freedom House study. The Freedom House looks at different countries of the world and their political rights and civil, so-called civil liberties.
Now we're talking about Russia and China here?
Yeah, China scored...
No, definitely. They're both bad.
Yeah, China scored a 9 out of, I presume, a maximum, looks like a maximum of 100, and Russia got 19. So it's better than China.
It is. It is.
But not that
How
much.
How did the Ukraine do?
Good question. Let me pull that one up here. Ukraine, according to the study, got 61 on this one. Wow.
Interesting.
United States at 83. Now, this isn't the economic freedom study that we normally look at, so I'll see if I can pull up the, I think it's the Fraser Institute does it, both personal and economic freedom aggregation, so that'll probably give us some different numbers. But anyway, go on.
Yeah, so Tor Project, so this is a story coming from Tor Freak, and the title of the story is Tor Project Unblocked, but Russia demands censorship, embroils Google.
Mm.
So they're actually going after Google, apparently, after the main domain of piracy-focused anti-censorship, I'm sorry, privacy-focused anti-censorship tool Tor was blocked by Russian authorities last December. Digital rights activists stepped in with successful legal challenge. So again, this is they're not really clear about this, but they're talking about the website where you download the Tor browser, not necessarily Tor itself, because they can't really fully block that.
Right.
Torproject.org is now unblocked, but as part of a new legal process, prosecutors are restating and broadening their case. Tor browser must be banned and deleted from Google Play, they insist. So I guess that's another way, you know, I guess they're going to, you could download it from the Tor Project website, but you can't download it from Google Play anymore. So for your phone, basically. After years of government censorship to suppress dissident and maintain authorized narratives, unfiltered internet access in Russia is seen as a threat. Russia's measures include a massive domain name and IP address block list governing what services can be legally delivered by ISPs. Yeah, and the other thing is Russia has very much followed in China's footsteps in terms of blocking, with VPNs being blocked. A lot of VPNs, if you're not registered and effectively blocking, your VPN is not blocking the sites that the Russian government wants blocked, then your VPN is blocked.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, to the degree that they know that you exist. Whether that's the extremist organization behind Facebook and Instagram, BBC News, Google News, or thousands of streaming and torrent sites, access is routinely denied. Yes, they're actually blocking the BBC News and Facebook and Instagram, like major websites.
This is Russia?
This is Russia.
Okay.
The Russian government's already doing this.
Well, they started blocking Facebook apparently during the Ukraine situation because Facebook was going after RT and other Russian things.
Which kind of makes sense in some respects as a retaliatory action, but
we're going to continue the discussion here, and I did pull up the Fraser Institute. They have their Human Freedom Index. They got the most recent numbers from the 2021 study, and I'll give you where China ranks compared to Russia, and since you asked Ukraine on this one, which again looks at both personal and economic freedom. So they average those together for what they call the overall human freedom score. We'll share that with you coming up here. You can share your thoughts with us. We're going to kick off hour number three in moments. The number is 603-283-6160. Maybe you've been following along with the Russia-Ukraine situation recently. We haven't been really doing too much with that in any detail like we were in the beginning of the conflict.
It's kind of died down, I think, the news in general.
Well, the news may have died down, but that doesn't mean that there aren't people that are experiencing conflict.
Oh, yeah.
Right now.
For sure.
So if you want to join us, feel free to weigh in at 603-283-6160. Hour 3 is next here on Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.